Yeah, I was thinking in Iran, the Pesukta sentence in Iran, I think, is a maftayach, different way of looking at a lot of these things, a lot of the issues here. So with the question that I raised last week, at the end of the week. We saw in Iran, the Shita Iran, is that you can't use lovewood for the Shayim Tilchasim. It's Taisus in Lashon, Taisus holds. You could use lovewood for the Shayim Tilchasim, Taisus is not diamond based. Learns the Gemara Paz Dalad that it's talking about the Shayim Tilchasim. Paz Dalad, make it Pachas Megimel Samach Ladaifan, and it's fine. So you see that lovewood could be part of the Shayim Tilchasim. Adkadekat, Taisus says you should be able even to use them in the Pitzah Shulkani. It says an obscure, not so clear what Taisus Teretz over there is, Mechitza Shul Shesi. Does he mean that we don't want to get into Mechitza Shul Shesi, or Mechitza Shul Shesi is a Mechitza grew at Pachanovud by Shayim Kilchasim? But fundamentally, Taisus holds that Lovud is fine, and maybe not a Mechitza Shul Shesi, we have a lot of canon, but otherwise, Lovud is fine for the Shayim Kilchasim. Taisus Shitasim and Agamar says that for the Shlishis Tefach, you can also use Lovud. Taisus says, Akashis, what do you need the Tefach altogether? Make a Kona, some of Papa's Megibbal, you'll have a Tefach. He says, yeah, but you need it for the fourth Lovud. And we asked, so that you can also do with Kanan. So he said, well, that's a Mechitza Shul Shesi. But Al-Kabana, Taisa Shita, which we're not talking about today, but Taisa, like the other leading Shita here, that you could use Lovod for the Shayim Kilchasim, and for that matter, for the Shlishi step. But we saw in the Ran, that the Ran of the Zayinim Abeis, the same by the Akimar of Hasdalid, learns and is not talking about the Shayim Kilchasim. It's only talking about the Daifan Amtsoy by a Sukkah Suyakimovi. Said the Chazanish, why did Ran not learn like Taisus? Posh Pshach and Gemara about it like Taisus. Said the Chazanish, Akochuch, the Ran knows, you can't use Lovud for the Shtayim Tilchasim Yitvanais Mamish. Even for the Daifan Amtsoy, which is not from the Shtayim Tilchasim, at least not the Shtayim Tilchasim Kishiyam Eshuk Sukkah, even there, you need to have a pasdalid, and the Ran explains because you need a shiaroi. So even for the Beit Hanam, so that we imagine the Ran what exactly has in the Ran. Why for the side mafitzis do I need salad zayin tvachim? For the Beit Hanam, so you only need salad four tvachim. That we explain the whole Arichas, which also is not so much my needin today. That there's two different shtayim kilchosim's tati mashma. There's a shtayim kilchosim kishir meshach sukkah that has to be a salad seven tvachim. There's another Shtayim Kilchasim Da'arevon that just has to have a Shem Doifin that you only need four Tvachim. Halfway kach. But of Kaponim, that seems to be Mukhuch in the Ran, as the Chazanish is Medayek, that you cannot use Lovud for the Shtayim Kilchasim. Chayil of Shad is because you need to have Tanis Mamash. That's the Hilchasa. The Hilchasa is that you can't use love, but the Hilchasa is you have to have Shtayim Kilchasim without love. That's the Pshutah. It's part of the Hilchasa. Yeah, the Gaon also said it. The Gaon said it in the Rambam. The Chayil Tzmulu also in the Shittas Harak. So last week I asked that the Ran also is Mechadish in Asugil that you can't use Tzuris HaPesach for the Shtayim Kilchasim. Medayik from the fact that says otherwise, the Daifin Shlishi has, according to the last lesson in Rova, the Daifin Shlishi anyway needs a Tzuris HaPesach Afnei Kulav. So what's the Kulav of the Daifin Shlishi? If the Tzuris HaPesach is good for the other Tanis, and here you also have a Tzuris HaPesach. So what's the Kulav of the Daifin Shlishi? So he says, Akokuk, you can't use a Tzuris HaPesach for the other, you can't use a Tzuris HaPesach for the Shtayim Kil Chosel. Why not? Says the Ran, because it's a not a mechitz any keres. So the question he asked is, what does he need to come out to that mechitz any keres? You say that you can't use Tzuris HaPesach for the same reason you can't use Lovud, because you need Tfanis Mamash. The Hilchasa is that you need Tfanis Mamash. That was the question. Yeah, so we have to close the door. Maybe we could get out of this problem. Maybe we could say that the reason why you can't use Lovud, that maybe the reason why you can't use Lovud is also because of mechitz any keres. Maybe Yerchanami. For the same reason why you can't use Tzuris HaPesach, that's the reason why you can't use Lovud. Because not a Mechitz any Keres. So that I thought is not true for several reasons. First of all, it's not Mestaber, that Lovud is not a Mechitz any Keres. But that's part of the Mechriyash. Secondly, if the reason why you can't use Lovud is because it's not a Mechitz any Keres, then I'm Dr. Zion, the Ran should have spoken it out. Rather, Dr. Zion takes for granted that you can't use Lovud. He says that it's possible. We're not talking about the The bottom of the area is Pashut. We're not talking about the Shtayin Kilchosim. He doesn't even detain that maybe the past dollar, maybe Rav Ami is talking about the Shtayin Kilchosim. He starts off by saying, Rav Ami is certainly not talking about the Shlishis Tefach. If then I wouldn't need past dollar, it's enough to have a Tefach Sarf. He must be talking about the Zoyfan and Soya by Sukhasiyah Kamovi. And then he asks, so why do you need the past dollar? Why do you need the Shakonim? So he answers, because you need the Shia Roy. Nowhere in that round is there any mention about Nechitza Nikaris. Nechitza Nikaris is very good Kiddush. The Ram by us, by Tzuris HaPesach, has the whole Arichus. The why can't you use the Tzuris HaPesach? It's a good Mechitza, and Shabbos is a good Mechitza. Akoch HaSukkah is different, because you need a Mechitza Nikaris, and the Tzuris HaPesach is not a Mechitza Nikaris. By us in the Ram, that's a whole Shtickle Torah. And over there in that Zion, he just takes it for granted that you can't use Lovah for Shtayim Phil Chosin. If it was asked of him, Mechitza Nikaris, you should have to speak it out. And then finally, and as I said last week also, is that I don't think you can say it's Mechitza Nikaris because both of them are Avraham and the Goyim, they all ask, how can you say you can't use Lovah for Shtayim Phil Chosin? The Gemara, the Brisa says that you could use the Mechitza Shulchanim, so the Magen Avraham says the Magen Avraham, the Goyim is masking, that is from four sides. From four sides, you could use Lovah. If Lovah wouldn't be a Mechitza Nikaris, you couldn't use it from four sides either, because if it's a Mechitza Nikaris, it's even when you have a Mechitza from all four sides, like by Amun. So that's where things rested last time. Why does Rana have to come on to a new Sibra of Tzuras? Why does Rana have to come on to a new Svara that Tzuras and Festiv is no good as Mechitza Nikaris? Typically, that Tzuras and Festiv is no good for the same reason that Lovah is no good. No, it doesn't. And then that's also a deep. That's a deep by itself. But I want to be medayek factor. With Iran, the fact that Lovah is no good is also a very big chiddush. You know, we're grappling to understand why that should even be true. And the Iran doesn't even speak it out as a chiddush. He just says, why? He just asks, he says, why can't you use a mechitza shokanim? Because he says, you need a shia roi and valid bochum. Fine, I need a shia roi, but with Lovah, I have a shia roi. Somehow it's like, goes without saying, they can't use Lovah. It's Hallelujah. Why didn't Iran need to speak out this chiddush and explain this chiddush that you can't use Lovah for the forget Tosis, but for the other portion that you could use Lovah for the Shtayim Phil Chosin? Tosis asks, why can't you use the Mechitza Shulchanim for the Shtayim Phil Chosin? And Iran is the other way around. He takes for granted so much, takes it for granted that he doesn't even feel a need to speak it out that you can't use Lovah for the Shtayim Phil Chosin. Another issue, which is also touched on in the past, but I think now we can maybe come at it from another angle. The halacha, the hilchasa is needed tefach, leifin tefach. Osi hilchasa ge osa tefach. Shulman Levy tells me that I really need tefach seichik with lovin. That's really four tefachim. So if it's four tefachim, to describe it, the going in the way I feel it. If it's four tefachim, so the Indian what is the hilchos of tefach? At the end of the day, you really need four tefachim. So how can the halacha say that it's a thief? The Gemara says, how can the hilchos be a tefach? It's not four tefachim, it's one tefach. So Taisus and Dalad on the next one, on the base, mashma that the din of tefach seichik is the din of the rabbanim. So let's talk about Asher Shvet. The hilchos is a tefach. The mid rabbanim, they said you have to have love, and also you have to have four tefachim. And the emes is, I think it's mukhuk in Taisus. Because Tosfos holds that you could use Lovah for the Tefach itself. You could use a Kana with Lovah. Mitzad that in Tefach you could use Lovah. So then, Havara, then the Kash is huge. If you could use Lovah for the Tefach anyway, if you could use Lovah for the Tefach anyway, and at the end of the day you have to have four Tefachim with Lovah, so where did the Halach of Tefach go? What is that Halach of Tefach? A Kofuk, you have to say the Midrash, it's a Tefach, Midrash Bonim, it's four Tefachim. The Prima Golden wants me medayik from Rav. I'm a foolish, but the Prima Golden wants me medayik in the Ram. The Tefach Soichik is in the Rish. But since the Ram says the reason why you need Tefach Soichik, because a mechitza b'chusam medalit. When the Ram asks, Rashi said you need dalit because of Reif Leif and Asuyim. The Ram asks, Reif Leif is not four. Reif of seven is not four. Reif of seven is 3.3, a little bit more than 3.5. So the Ram said, yeah, but you need four tefachim because a mechitza b'chusam medalit tefachim. So the Bimgon is Madaik and that round, it brings it back that Tmashma that it's a Svar Darash, a Machitza Kusamidah. Yeah, maybe the Deer Kamuch. We'll see later by the Sidusim. Maybe if it's right, it's a half of that. But let's assume, like the Bachar, the King of Godin, that the Ran holds the Tefach Sefer because it's in their eyes. So then if I need to get, what's the get of it? You need a Tefach, and you also have to have Dalet Vachem. You need Dalet Vachem, so what do you need to have a Tefach? So right away we could say, no, the Ran is Shitosah. The Tefach is without Lovud. Dalet Vachem is with Lovud. So you need the Tefach, solid Tefach without Lovud. And then there's another Lovud that you need to have four Tefachim with Lovud. Yeah, about it. That could be in the Ran. That's what's happening. The Ran is Shitosah. Tesh is Shitosah. But needs a Hezbah. What's the get of it? You need a Tefach without Lovud. You need four Tefachim with Lovud. So the Ran says, for Ein Mafitz HaFachas Medal. Okay. So has it Cholok? What's the Havon over here? There's one halacha you have to have a tefach, and that does not allow lovud. And then there's another halacha that Ein Mafitz HaFachas Medal, you have to have four tefachim, that does allow lovud. We already spoke about this in the past, and we said suggestions, but I think there's going to be maybe a new way to understand this, and a simpler way to understand it. Even strangers, in the Lishna Basar Rova, it comes out that you need to have not only Tefach Sefer, but a Tzuras HaPesach also. Either on, it comes out you need three things. You need to have a Tassala Tefach. You need to have four Tefachim with Lovud. And then you need to have a Tzuras HaPesach HaPnei Kumo. So even if we say the Tzuras, the Prima Gaudim says Tzuras HaPesach, maybe it's a data raise of Dindar Abonim. The last part, the Tzuras HaPesach, the Prima Gaudim says that's already a Dindar Abonim. And now I know, that's a Dindar Abonim. Maybe it's like how much derisa could you have already? But he's a husband, nonetheless, even if it's a drabon. Well, what are all these what are all these things? Salat tefach without lovud, fourth welcome with lovud, but that's the piece of kusim idalik. And then on top of that, you have to have a tzur sefes. Also needs a husband. Let's go back to the Ran design of the base. When the Ran says that takes for granted that you can't use love for the design for chosin, like it's still a possible. And then the Ravami said the Pasdala, the Ravani is not talking about the design for chosin, he's talking about the Doifan and Soy. That's Ran, why do you need Pasdala? Because that's a Shiaroi, that's the Shiaroi. Shiaroi means corresponds to what he says in Agama. That ain't Machitza Pochus Medala. The smallest mechitza is dalet vachem. So you need a pas dalet because the smallest mechitza is dalet vachem. Yeah, so the smallest mechitza is dalet vachem, but make it out of lovud. Why does that require a pas dalet? So the Ran doesn't even address that. That's the problem. The Ran doesn't even address it. He takes for granted that if you need a mechitza dalet vachem, then you can't use lovud. If you need zayin vachem for the mechitza satzol for the mechitza kilchosim, the side mechitza, then the Ran can't use lovud. Why not? So I want to suggest. I think the pshataki is in the Ran. It's not a side sword that you can't use lovud for the din of shtayim kachosim because the hilchus is solid fans. You can't use lovud that the Ran holds because the Ran holds that lovud is not mitzvah for the shir. Lovud is not a hefsek, but it's not mitzvah for the shir. If there's a shir of dalet vachem, then you need dalet vachem. Lovud means not a break, it's not a hefsek, it's one side of lovud and the other side of lovud. But the lovud itself can't be the start of the shir. And that was a sort of pshuta by the Ran. So they were the Ran Poshet. The shtayim kilchosim, they need to have shtayim kilchosim, like the Ran says, shtayim kilchosim kashir meshach sukkah. That means you need to have, there's a shir in the tfanis that they need to be seven tfachim. If you only have four tfachim, pazdal with lovud, so fine. So the lovud means this pazdal is mechubah. Not a hefsek, nothing. But at the end of the day, how much doifin do you have? You only have four tefachim. And the hilchos by the shtayim kilchosim, you need to have seven tefachim. And likewise, by the doifin emsoi, since that doifin emsoi doesn't have to be zayin tefachim, because I already have the shtayim kilchosim kishir meshav sukkah. But I still need the shtayim. I still need the shtayim darevon. So I need to have a shen doifin, and the shir doifin is dalet tefachim. So lov is not mitzvah to the dalet tefachim. Lov is not mitzvah to the shir. Because this is the thing that I want to inject now in the Ran. That it was pushed by the Ran that wherever you need a shear, you can't add, you can't use the lovud to make up the shear. Luyasuyer, I mean, I'm looking for a mushroom. Like a Luyasuyer, I don't know, you had something that had an esrog and needs a shear, you know, the base on. But it was lovud. I mean, anyway, we have other problems, but I don't have a mushroom, but let's say, the meter that you need a shear, lovud is not mitzvah. So the emes, you can ask me, one second. Ran says, "Ein mechitzah post pachas medalat vachem." Where did he get that from? The analogies to Shabbos. The smallest Rishus in Shabbos is Dalit Vakum. By Shabbos, you can make a Mechitza with Lava. What happened to the Zerut? So you see, I'm a star of Lava to the Shin. Like, how can I say, what I'm saying is Dvar B'Taylor. How can I say you can't be a star of Lava to the Shin? Every Mechitza in Shabbos, every Mechitza Shokanim, is a Lava to the Mechitza, and it works. Where's the Shin? The answer is, we already saw in Rishayim that Mechitza Shabbos is totally different than Mechitza Sukkah. We also saw in Rishayim about the Sukkah of Chakak. Remember, the Rishayim asked, how come by Chakak, you had a Sukkah of Chakak, you had Sarat Tochim, and you were Chakak Rashlim. The Gemara says you need to have, between the Svasa Chak and the Svasa and the Mechitza, you have to have less than Gimel Tochim. So Rishayim asked by Shabbos, not that way. You'd have a Mechitza, it's five Tochim, and then a mile away, it's another five Tochim. It also makes Rishayim Yochim. You shouldn't say it. No, it's not the same. By Shabbos, the chetz of the mechitza is not the. I need the chetz of the mechitza. I need the rishus to be godder. So the rishus is godder. The rishus of the rishus of I'm not making by. By Sukkah, on the other hand, the Rishonim, right? You have to have the. So the Ram, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say, but the doifin is part of the chetz of the Sukkah. So they like, need to have one doifin. If I have a little bit of doifin over here, a little bit of doifin over there, then it's lacking in the chetz of the Sukkah. And Rishonim add, we saw the Rashba, the Ritva, that they add, that's why you need a mechitza nikeres. That's the idea of mechitza nikeres is because on Shabbos you don't need a mechitza nikeres. Because on Shabbos I just need the mokum should be godur. Here I need that the mechitza should be nikeres ima. That was lashon Rishonim. Hanikeres ima. That's why also Rishonim say you have to have the mechitza smuchu l'schach, because the mechitza has to be part of the sukkah. So that's a whole different mechitza. So memela on Shabbos the shir of dalet fachim is not a shir. Chaim also said this. Rav Chaim was the one who said there's no ptusim ephes by mechitza Shabbos, because based on these rishonim, because by Shabbos he says the shir is not a shir in the mechitza, the shir is a shir in the rishus. The rishus has to be 10 tefachim tall, the rishus has to be 4 tefachim wide, the mechitza has to be going to the whole rishus. So there's no problem with love being the star. That's Rav Chaim. So therefore there's no problem that how can I use love to make up the shir of dalet tefachim? It's not a shir in the mechitza, it's a shir in the rishus. So love is not so fine. So the rishus is godly. Mashenke by sukkah, the doifin is part of the sukkah. The hilchos is the sukkah has to have, as part of the chetz of the sukkah, it has to have shtayim kilchos and shlishis tefach. And the shtayim kilchos have a shir. The shir is shir kishir meshach sukkah. The shir in the doifin has to be zayin tochim. The shtayim kilchos and kishir meshach sukkah have a shir of zayin tochim. Likewise, when you have a sukkah, so you come over you. So the doifin amtsoy, which is one of my shtayim v'arevon, has a shear that it has to be a shear roi. It has to be the minimum size of a doifin. The minimum size of a doifin, the minimum size of a mechitza is 4 tefachim. But here it becomes a shear in the mechitza, not in the rishus. Mel, if it's a shear in the mechitza, so that the Ran held for the Poshet, that a shear in the mechitza, you can't use lava. Because lava just means it's not a hefsek. It's too small to be a hefsek. But the mice is that the lava is empty space. The empty space is not mistah for the shear. That's why the Ran didn't have to speak it out. The Ran just says, why can't you use the Mechitza Shulkanah by Sukkah so you come over Ami over there in Tazai? The Ran asks, why do you need a pas dalad, use the Mechitza Shulkanah? So he answers, no, because you need a Shir Haroy. Shir Haroy is Dalad Tochim. You need a Shir of Dalad Tochim. So the question was, Ikeh Chosim HaSefer. First tell me that you can't use Lovud for a Doifin, and then tell me the Doifin has to be a Shir Haroy, has to be Dalad Tochim. He skipped the most important part. The answer is, you're not skipping anything. This is the teretz. This is shir of dalet tefachim. If there's a shir of dalet tefachim, so after you use lovah. Lovah is not part of the shir. The Ran thought in the halamina, I just need to have a mechitza to that it shouldn't be poros. So he said, that a mechitza, make a mechitza shulkanim. His teretz said, no, the mechitza here has a shir. Shir aroi, dalet tefachim. If the mechitza has a shir, of course you can't use lovah, because lovah is not part of the shir.
First case, Rabbi Shulman Levy brought when we fall into this problem, and we're not using it for any of the additional chasms.
Which case, Rabbi Shulman?
First case. That also needs to be dalit, but that was used to love.
Yeah, because there it's a daikon shlishi. Shira daikon shlishi, then this is a tepach. We'll come to tepach sefer in a minute. So Mela, if that's the havana, you can't use love with that because you need solid doifin. You can't use lovet because lovet's not mistarach this year. But the din of lovet is just that this is mechubah to this if there's only pachas in the gimel in the middle. But it's not part of the doifah. So mimela, what was the question with which we began? How come when the Ran talks about tzur sapesach, and the Ran says you can't use a tzur sapesach for shtayim kilchasim either, why does he have to come out to a new svar mechiz any keres? Typically, that's the same reason you can't use lovet, you can't use tzur sapesach. The Heretz says, ain't a doy mekhal. You can't use lovet, because lovet is empty space, not mistar for the shir. Tzur sapesach is a mechitzah, tzur sapesach is kisosum. It's a kind of mechitzah. So if it's a kind of mechitzah, why can't it be mistar for the shir? Again, in Tzuras HaPesach, there's no reason why you could think that Tzuras HaPesach is not Mistarach to a Shir. Right, the Ran, so I have a Tzuras HaPesach for Zayin Tvachim, so that's a Mechitz of Zayin Tvachim. So there the Ran has to say, no Teretz. It may be a Mechitz, but it's not a Mechitz any Keres, which ultimately is a related idea, like we should say. The idea of Mechitz any Keres is that if it's not any Keres Ima, then it can't become part of the Chetz of the Sukkah. But it's a different din, it's a different idea. Lovah, the Pshad is, it's not there, so there's no Doifin there, so I need a Doifin of Zayin Tvachim. I need a shear doifin of Zayin Tvachim. Lovet can't be part of the shear. So it's a Pesach has a shear. It's a mechitza. It's true, it's Pesach, it's a mechitza. And it's a mechitza that has a shear. So what's lacking? It has to come out to a new svar. But it's not a mechitza any care. This is, I think, the riot to this, that we're on the right track over here. If he's there, I think we also understand the idea of tefach sefik. What's this duality? You need to have a solid tefach, shishas tefach, and that's not with lovah according to the Ran. That's the solid. And then there's another halacha that you have to have valid tefach with lovah. The Ran says because the same with pizza plus a meshach and a rabbi tefach. And the Prima Gunim says that both it's also with their eyes. The Prima Gunim is a dayak and the Ran, but that's a bin their eyes. Okay. It's not mukhuk, but the Prima Gunim is a dayak and the lovah and the Ran. The Ran doesn't say that it's a derabon. It's mashma. Hey, mechitzu pachas medalat tefachim to the rice of the kiddin. What is it? Do I need to have a tefach? I need to have a dalat tefachim. I need to have a tefach, a solid tefach, and I need to have that. It's I need to have dalat tefachim. What's that goal here? In Kainim Adorim, then we have a very shmak again. The other is the chetz of the mechitzu. It's a mechitzu. This tefach is a mechitzu. It has a shear. The shear is a tefach. It's from the hilchos of the shear of this. But the shear of this mechitza is a tefach. If it's a shear, then love is not mistar. Because love is not part of the shear. So I need to have a tefach. On the other hand, says the Ran, a mechitza pachas midala means that to be a mechitza, it's less to be goyder dala tefachim. It's not no less than Shabbos. Just like mechitza Shabbos, if it's not goyder dala tefachim, it's not a mechitza. So this tefach has to be goyder dala tefachim. To be a mechitza, it has to be goyder dal. No, it needs to be goyder dal tefachim of rishus. If it's not magdil a rishus of dal tefachim, then it's not a mechitza. But that's a svar in the rish. That's already in the rishus. See here, it's different than the Ran and Tzayin. The Ran and Tzayin was talking about the doifin emtsoi. The doifin emtsoi is part of the shtayim kilchosan, as we explained. It's part of the shtayim kilchosan ve'arevon. So there, I need shtayim kilchosan. I need to have. There I need to have a doifin sholem that should be part of the shtayim v'areva. So it doesn't have a shear there of a tefach. There, if I get there, the shear is dalat tefach because a normal mechitza is a normal what he calls a shear haroi, meaning a chashuv mechitza is dalat tefach. There, that becomes a shear in the mechitza itself. It's not the shear zayin tefach because it's not the other, you know. The shtayim kilchosin is tatik omer, like the Ran said. There's a shtayim kilchosin kashir meshach sukkah that has a shir zayim tefachim. There's a shtayim kilchosin da arevon that needs doifin shalom that two tefanis shleimos the arevon, but doesn't have a shir of zayim tefachim. But has a shir of dalat tefachim because that's a normal mechitza, a full mechitza dalat tefachim. Those are shirim in the mechitza itself. So there, lovah doesn't help because you need the shir in the chetz of the mechitza to be part of the chetz of the sukkah. The sukkah needs a chetz of shtayim kilchosin in both senses. And by, as I explained, sukkah, so you come over, it sort of divides up the two side mechitzas of the shtayim kolchosim kishir meshach sukkah. The middle mechitzah is part of the shtayim kolchosim da'arevon. But those are defined as shleimos. They have to have the chefts of the doifin has to have a full shear. What's a full shear? Well, either zayin tefachim for the shtayim kolchosim kishir meshach sukkah, or dalet tefachim for the shtayim kolchosim da'arevon. Here we're talking about the shlishis tefach. The shlishis tefach is an osa hilchasuv garosa tefach. The Torah said, here the chetz of the mechitza only has to be one tefach. But it still has to do the pu'ul of the mechitza. And the pool of a mechitza is still to be mavdal rishus, and the minimum rishus is dalat tefachim. So therefore, here you need that this one tefach should be mavdal rishus of dalat tefachim. For that, I use lovim. Because that's already not a shir in the chetz of the doifin. The chetz of the doifin is one tefach. That I cannot use lovim, because lovim is not mitzarev to a shir. But that one tefach, that doifin, has to be mavdal rishus of dalat tefachim. That lovim is fine. So that's the idea of tefach.
Is that essentially the same function that is doing by Hilchos Shabbos? The lovim? What the lover is doing here?
Yeah, but Hilchos Shabbos, I don't even need the tefach because
no, exactly. But for the other
right, this part is a Shabbos thing. Right, this part is like Shabbos.
Right.
That the mechitzah is just like on Shabbos, you can't have a mechitzah for less than dalat tefachim. So the doifin shlishi is not less than a mechitzah Shabbos. It can't be a mechitzah that's mavdil less than dalat tefachim. But for that lover is good the same way that it's good by Shabbos. But the chetz of the doifin only has to be one tefach, and for that type of lover is no good because love is not mistar for the shir. I thought maybe this will also explain the Lushna Basar Rava, that which is like really a, this, if we can do this, this is like really a feat. That he says you need to have three things. You need to have a solid tefach, and you need to have four tefachim with lovud, and you need to have the tshuva sefes hafnei kulam. How do we make any sense out of that? We can see our way clear. You need to have a doifin tefach, because that's the shear of the chetz of the doifin. Because the chetz of the doifin is kalmer. The chetz of the doifin is part of the chetz of the sukkah. It has a shear tefach. In addition, that doifin itself has to do the pool of the mechitza. The doifin itself has to be a mechitza. To be a mechitza, that doifin has to be mavdil rishus of dalat tefachim. For that I need lovud. Because lovud makes it that this doifin by itself is doing the pu'ula of being mavdil dalat tefachim. But then in addition, the ruach has to be sosim. For that I have tzuras ha-pesach. But tzuras ha-pesach by itself, not actually. The main questions that I have in tzuras ha-pesach, why do we need the lovud too? Because if I only had the tefach with the tzuras ha-pesach, so fine, the whole ruach is sosim. But the tefach itself is not doing the pu'ula by itself. It's not doing the pu'ula of being mavdil dalat tefachim. So it doesn't have a shem. So it lacks in its shem achitza. So if I need the tefach by itself, should be mavdil dalat tefachim. That needs lovud, because lovud means the tefach itself is greater dalat tefachim.
What's
the tzuras ha-pesach doing? The tzuras ha-pesach is that the ruach should be sosim. Stam the ruach shouldn't be parts. Because maybe the ruach has to be, maybe the tzuk has to be not kutzer from three sides. Maybe that's a din derabanan. Maybe it's even a din deraisa. Let's say it's a derabanan. But now I have a havan in it. And on the other hand, the Gemara is another side that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, you don't need a tefach side. That's what the Ran learns in three lashonos in Rava. But the first lashonos hold that when you have a tzuras ha-pesach, you don't need a tefach side. The last lashon holds you need both. If you can understand that also, the first lashonos hold that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, so the ma'isa, you could be mitzaref the doifin to the tzuras ha-pesach, and look at it now. The tzuras ha-pesach is being sliced in the whole roof. And the last lashon Rava holds that that's not called the tzuras that the doifin is being sliced in the roof. The tzuras ha-pesach is being sliced in the roof, but the doifin is not being sliced in the roof. For that, I need that the doifin should be a doifin, should be a tefach side. That it would love it, it should be called that it's being sliced in dalat tefach. Maybe of that. Maybe. So say, but no success. It's not clear to me what the right holds back. If you need Zion, if you need Avnei Kulo, or you need Zion, what does the right hold about that? That's a question. What's the question that he's saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way,
maybe it's talking about a Sukkah Mitzvah Semis. The problem is, if he holds that you only need Tzuras HaPesach for a little bit, not the whole Afnei Kulo, so what's his Raya, the Raya's Mechiyach, that Tzuras HaPesach is no good for the Shai until Chosim, because otherwise what's the Kulo of the Ruach Tishus? The Ritva is Chayyach, the Ritva holds you could use Tzuras HaPesach for the Shai until Chosim, and he says the Kulo is that Ruach Tishus, you only need Tzuras HaPesach Afnei Kulo, you just need Tzuras HaPesach to be Mashim Zayin Fach. I'm going to say, the Raya holds also that Tzuras HaPesach is only to be Mashim Zayin Fach, and then what's his Raya that maybe Tzuras HaPesach is good for all the mechitzas, but here there's a clue, you only need Zayin Fach. Maybe there's a way out, I don't know, but that's like, so I don't want to, but even if it's even in Zayin Fach, so we'll say, then I need a shir tefach, that's the shir. I need the shir tefach should do a pulus mechitza, which is that it's mafdil rishus adal tefachim, that's the tefach seichet. And then in addition, I need a mechitza, Zayin Fach, kashir sukkah. Maybe that's the darabonim to get in, that I have a Tzuras HaPesach.
I would be within the darabonim to get in, Tzuras HaPesach.
Yeah, but this is maybe shiur in the rishus. This is not a shiur in the chetz of the daikon. That this the zayin tefachim here with them is a shiur in the rishus. I need zayin tefachim should be godly with the mechitza, which could be even in the rabban. Cyber maybe it's even in the rabban. That there should be a mechitza in the Shabbos to kesef. There should be godly zayin the mesh of zayin tefachim. But the tefach itself only has to be godly there for tefachim, because it only needs to have a shem mechitza. But Shem Mechitza would love what the Tefach itself has been going to the fourth book.
How would the Ran read the brace of the Sukkot that says Kanam on four sides?
Oh, good question. How is the problem? The Malach itself is very attractive. First of all, explains why by Tzuras HaPesach the Ran needed in Gusvara. And it's, now I understand Tefach Soichek, and I understand why they have to put granted and design and basically can't use love, but it's not like a new story they have to explain. Which posh of them? A Shia means a Shia without love. How yet we have our. The Mokhi Rabbam asked them on the Ran, how can the Ran say that you can't use the Mechitza Shokanim by Dekan and Tsoy? Al-Chaskam of Acham, you can't use the Mechitza Shokanim for the Shayim Kil Choson. We have a very similar profession, they can use the Mechitza Shokanim. So another about the answer, the guy was, sounds like the guy was masking for the answer. Now when it's from all four sides, it's better. Then you could use love. What's the hezba? So last week I said it's the whole hezba that the Shtayim Kel Choson is a Chiddush Din that we only guide it from two sides and the whole is just in the Delis. So then you need to have to be Dharm of Shtayim Kel Choson. But if it's Mamish Mubil from all four sides, you don't need the Hilchas of Shtayim Kel Choson. So maybe you don't have to have the Gedorim of Shtayim Kel Choson. Okay, it was Yofi B'Shaipit. And now, if in the Ran, I'm saying this new word, that the Ran holds that Shtayim Kel Choson, the Shlishis Tefach, you can't use Lovod, because Lovod can't be mitzvah to the Shir, and the Chetz of the Sukkah, the Tfilas are part of the Chetz of the Sukkah, and therefore they have a Shir. So then the Chor is hard to say, so what does it help me that I have a Mechitz Shokana from all four sides? So it's Lovod. But here there's a shear in the chetz of the sukkah. The chetz of the sukkah is tfanis of zayin tochen, shtayim shtei tfanis of zayin tochen, and one doifin of the shear tefach. These are shearim in the chetz of the sukkah. What is it going to make a difference to me? So fine. So I was madbil rishus from all four sides. But I need more of you than just to be madbil rishus. I need to have tfanis, and the tfanis have a shear. Tfanis sukkah are part of the chetz of the sukkah, and they have a shear. And love is that. And love it is that mitzvah to a shear. The Mogen Avraham's chiluk now becomes difficult to sustain. We're not mamish married to the Mogen Avraham. The Chazon Ish doesn't like the Mogen Avraham anyway. And he says other rates from the Mechitza Shokanim. He says the Brayza about Mechitza Shokanim is talking about where you have past valid. That's a poshut. But we're learning in the Ran that past valid is not enough for the Shaykh Chosin. Past valid is good for the living and the soul. The Shayim Kel Choson is Zayin Tefachim Salad. So to say that we're talking about we have a Zayin Tefachim Salad and the rest is in the Mechitza, we have Zayin Tefachim Salad, only Mechitza Shokan. How we do need the Lohan Abba. But maybe we can say like this, maybe we can say, it's already a Chiddush, maybe we can say that you only need the problem is in the Shir. Maybe we can say it's a word, that you only need a Shir, whether it's Zayin Tefachim or one Tefach, you need a Shir when the Dauphin doesn't go totally around the Sukkah. When the Dauphin goes totally around the Sukkah, I don't need a shear. It's an Abashalom. So what you want to make it, if you're making a Dauphin and the Dauphin does not extend, does not totally surround, the Tfanis don't totally surround the Sukkah. So then, how much do I need? What's the requisite shear? So the Torah said, Zayin Tefachim, for the Shlishis enough, one Tefach. Those are the shear. If the Dauphin is makif the whole Sukkah, even if it's a woman, but the Tanis, the Maitzi go totally around the Sukkah, so maybe then I don't need a Shir of Zayin Tefachim. Because I have 100%. The Tanis are makif the whole Sukkah Mamish. So maybe then I don't have to come on. Maybe then I don't need the Shir of Zayin Tefachim. Anyway, maybe. I don't know. This part I'm not so sure about. Harder Hash is a strong Hash. Maybe it's real Malcolm to say such a thing. Yeah, the details you have to know. Is there enough time to move out of Paris? Is it after you manage for Tvachim without any breaks? Play a bit. I could hear in Svar, you only need a shear to extend that if you didn't do everything. So how much is enough? But if you have, you know, with Sabres, Oizen, it's like a barrier. You know, you need a shear if I have a Dovah Shalom. To the extent of the Dovah Shalom, I don't need a shear because I have a Dovah Shalom. I need a shear in the Tvanis when the Tvanis are not covering the whole Sukkah. But if the Tvanis are embracing and are surrounding the whole Sukkah, I don't need a shear how much is Dovah. I have 100% Tvanis. The whole Sukkah is Godu with Tvanis. So there, the fact that it's not that Lovah is never that Lovah can't be part of the Dovah. Lovah could be part of the Dovah, but it can't be Messiah for the shear Dovah. So when it's from Dalit Stodom, I don't need a shear. Because it's totally Godu. It's not totally Godu that I have a shear. How much gather do I need? So I had a shear, Zion Tvachim, so on. Dalit Tvachim, one Tefah. I still have a problem. It's always okay. There's still a problem. The thing itself is the Malach itself. That's really the Malach. That's what I want to say. This is the Ra. It's a new Havana. First of all, in the Briskeros question, what's these two halachos? You have Tefach Soichet with Tzuris HaPesach and so on, and then there's Dinah of Tefach. What is this duality? I said, Briskeros said the whole thing. There's a Shed, there's a Din Doifen, and then there's a Din the Rule should be Sosum. We have a lot of problems with that. Some kind of Din Doifen that's outside of Hilchos Mechitza. How do you understand that? Good Asik Helch, I suppose. In the Ran, at least, we have a new Havana. The Tefach is a Shir. And the Shir doesn't, the Shir is without Lovah. But then in addition, that Tefach has to do the work of being Gaida. How much does it have to be Gaida? Dalat Tvachim for sure. Ein Mechitza Fokus Midal. Maybe you have to be Gaida the whole Ruach, but I use it to a Pesach. But all of these things are not part of the Chetz of the Sukkah. Shuris HaPesach is not part of the Chesed of the Sukkah because I'm not Mechitza Nikar Simo. And the Lovah is not part of the Chesed because it's not Mitzvah to the Shir of how much I need. L'chayr, however, this whole assumption that Lovah is not Mitzvah to the Shir is against the Mitzvah Shiran that we had already. Anybody remember?
That's not hard.
Remember the Ran by the Gemara? That same Gemara. You had a Sukkah, Lamatim Yasar. You were Chaykik Lahashlim. So the Gemara says it's good as long as there's not less than Gimel Tochim between the Svasach Kak and the Mechitza, so it's good. So the Ran out of Shiloh says, how big does the Chakak have to be? Does it have to be Zion Tochim Chakak, Zion al Zion? Or maybe it's enough that the Chakak should be Vov al Vov. Or maybe less even, 5 by 5. So let's take a look at that random slide because it's mamish. The chayr is explicitly against what I want to say, but maybe we can salvage it. In my Gemara, in Oiz V'Hod Gemara, it's on with Dalit, the end of the first column. The Dibur Mask was Pachos Mishloish Tvachim Ksher. Perish Amin Lovot. Dr. An, Umil, Dafka Kishayesh B'Chakak Shir Hefshav Sukkot. The Chakak itself has to be 7 by 7. Allah Vachi, Loi. The Afal Gav, the Maida Aminu Be'Lovot, Loi Chashivinu Le'Kilu Enoi. Even though the Chara, it really should be no good. He said you need 7 by 7. So, but then I was doing the captor argument. Maybe we'll only need 6x6, 5x5, because the space of lovod, which is between the svasach kak and the wool, that can be she'enoi. The hochi, if you're going to tell me that every lovod is kimi she'enoi, so avi pochis migimul yei poisul b'sukkah k'tana, b'botzle shiur b'sukkah. The halacha is, you have a sukkah that's only 7x7, and the schach is only has avi pochis migimul. So halacha is that it's kosher. More said that it's kosher. Why is the sukkah k'sheir? If lovod is kimi she'enoi, so it lacks in the shiur zayin hazayin. And about it, we don't say that. So you have to say that lovod is kimi she'enoi. It's not kimi she'enoi. So here also, the lovod between the svasach kak and the kosel, it's not kimi she'enoi, it's kimi she'yeshnoi. So therefore, maybe I don't need to have a kak of 7x7. Maybe it's enough to have a kak of 6x6, and the lovod is kimi she'yeshnoi. So should be good. So he says, yeah, but I feel the hochi, kol she'en b'chak she'ech she'suk ha'psula, the kol she'en chalal ha'sora, v'she'ech she'ksuk suk ha'v'edir su'cha. Do I mean it? What's in your order? Comes out from a different side. It's a dira shucha. But if it wasn't for dira shucha, he says, then it would be this. You would not need the chak to be 7x7. The chak would be 6x6, and because the lovod is not kimi she'enoi, the lovod between the chak and the kaisel is kimi she'yeshna. The haraya from the case of avir chokhus megimu in the sukkah chak. So here I have a ran in mefurish that lovod is mistaf toshir. Suggestions.
You say Duran's making a chilus between to get the dalat tzvachim. Like both of these walls that are being inside are four dalat tzvachim. So therefore, there's a difference between to getting zero tzvachim to dalat tzvachim and to getting dalat tzvachim.
I don't even by zayin tzvachim can as well. But Duran says past dalat is no good. Dalat for dukin soy, it's not good. Can't use a past dalat for the shtayin kolchosim. Only for dukin soy if you use past dalat. Shtayin kolchosim past dalat not enough. You need a past zayin. So you're only going from 4 to 7. And I never understood this round so well. Anyway, even before this, because I don't understand so much the case of chakak. What did the round want? You have a chakak. I'm looking at it from the side. Here's the chakak. 6. And here I have one tefach. And then it goes up. So the Ran thought it should be okay with lovod. Since we say lovod, so I have 7 tefachim. Yeah, I understood this exactly. Even if I have lovod, so lovod not going to be she'enoi. Lovod doesn't disappear. And if they down here, I only have 6. Where's my 7 on the floor level? Where's my 7 tefachim? But by the schach, I have 7 tefachim. The question is, maybe lovod should take it away from me. Maybe lovod is avir, maybe he should come in and take it away. So we don't say that. The lovod doesn't take away from the 7 tefachim space in the circle. Well, here I want the lovod to give me 7 tefachim, and I don't really have. I'm not sure. I never really understood how this could work. What if we imagine the chak is moving over to the wall? He says, maybe the wall moves over to the chak. Where nothing moves over. I have here at 6 and here at 7, but it doesn't matter because it's lovod. As far as the integrity of the wall, it's one wall, it's lovod. But how big is the sukkah? Down here at 6, up here at 7. How does lovod change that? Where's my shiur? The Ran thinks this should be okay, except that al diras rucha, but we're imagining now without diras rucha. So Ran says, this is really good. Because lovod is mitzvah, it's really good. I never understood this. How is it really good? Even if lovod is kimishiyeshna, so lovod doesn't disappear, but it doesn't give me space I didn't have before. They grapple with this, right? It's considered to share up. It's considered a shvara. Even after Ran is finished, with this whole yisoid, the lovud doesn't disappear, lovud is kimishiyeshno. That means the space of the avir doesn't disappear. It's still there. The three tokum of avir, the tokum and the gimel tokum of avir, it's still in the sukkah. My sukkah is still zayin tokum. Over here, but still, the lovud is being mechaber this. But it doesn't disappear, not as if the wall came in. It's not as if the wall came in. The wall doesn't come in. So this, you still have Zion Tvachim Makar. Right? But I don't have Zion Tvachim on bottom. So why is that good enough? The point that I want to bring out is, even outside of our discussion, this is difficult for Rav to understand. What did Rav want? Even if Lova is commissioned, so that means Lova doesn't close up. Lova is still open, so you can still use the space of the Lova. That's what it means by Abir Lashon. Love doesn't close up. Not like that part of space closes up. It's still open, so you still have that space. So fine, so here also, we don't look at it as it closed up. It's still open, and you still have that space. But at the end of the day, I only have that space of Zion on top. Down here, I don't have Zion. Elamai, the Rabbi wants to say a new idea, that maybe the Borah moves over, and becomes bigger. The Lover does that. The Lover makes things bigger. Maybe the Lover doesn't disappear. Close up. That love makes things bigger than they were before. Zulu Shemana Veil.
Why didn't you die and fall from on the ground?
Don't you need Zion from the whole height of the sukkah? So maybe not. Maybe the need of the Ran was, the Ran would never bother if you don't have six tefachim down here below. Maybe he thought it's enough that you have Zion Tvachim over here. Although I'm not quite sure I understand totally why that is. But let's say he thought it's enough that you have Zion Tvachim from wall to wall somewhere. Then he said, no, Dira Sukha, so no, but you need, but that's Dira Sukha. But without Dira Sukha, he thought it's enough that the Sukha is broad, has a width somewhere of Zion Tvachim. But his needing was, but maybe, since I'm saying Lobod, maybe the wall comes in. Then you have nothing. So that is, no, that's not true. That you see from Avir. That when you have an Avir, you don't say, well, the Avir comes in, Avir, and then you get squeezed out of your Sukkah. It stays open. The space stays open, so you still have Zion in the Sukkah. So here as well, the wall doesn't come into the Svasakak. The wall stays open, so you still have the breath of Zion talk. But the answer is, yeah, but since it doesn't go all the way down, it's the Sukkah. Let's say that that's the Pshatam and the Ran. This is, but separate from anything I was talking, just to. Otherwise, the Ran is very hard to understand the Ran's time of it. But at the end of the day, it says in this Ran that the Avir Lovod is Mistar to the Shir. I'm using Lovod to be, let's say for the case of Avir. I'm using the Avir, which is Lovod, to be Mistar to the Shir of Zion Tokum. So isn't that still, it's still at all against the Yisod that I want to say now, that I want to say in the Ran? So maybe now, though, that we sort of clear the Havon and the Ran, maybe this is we can see a chiluk. I think there is a big chiluk here. In the case, let's say, of the avir, you have a sukkah that's sukkah mitzumsemis, sukkah katan, it's 7x7, and the schach is avir focus mihimu. So the Ran says, well, the love is not kimishayinai, the love is kimishayeshna. The shear there of zayin by zayin, is it shear in the schach? Hashtag is not. Hashtag is here in the Rishus of the Sukkah. It means Rishus of the Shulchan. Not Hashtag in the Schach itself. We had an Evi, maybe for some efforts, but yeah, but Hashtag. There's no Shir Zion Zion in the Schach. Shir is in the Rishus of the Sukkah. The thing is, the Ram was saying, yeah, but since I need to close up the gap in order to have Schach, because it's both there's Avir in the Schach. So then the only way I'm actually the schach is with lovod. So maybe I'll say, oh, so I have to close up the space. I close up the space, I lose the shir below. Then I lose the rishus. The Ran says, no, that doesn't happen. The avir doesn't close up, so it's not mimayit in the rishus of the sukkah. Same thing over here. The nidan is, I have a breadth of seven tefachim. The shaila was, but since in order to mechaber this kaisel, I have to say lovod, so maybe the wall moves in. And if the wall moves in, I lose the Zion Tvachim. That is mechadish no. Lovod is not kimishayin. Lovod doesn't move in. The wall doesn't come in on you. What's the horror story where the wolves are coming in? Anyway. No, you can read this in high school. I figure out about the wolves are coming in. What? Anyway, the wolves don't come in. That's just the moment. The wolves don't come in. We have to have room for a mud every now and then. otherwise, they don't renew our. The wolf doesn't come in. Okay, fine. That's all the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying lova doesn't mean the wolf comes in. So maybe you still have your Zayin Tochen. But it's very different than the case we're talking about over here. In these cases, the Rambam is talking about the shear is in the reshus of the sukkah. You're saying lova in the wall. You're saying lova in the schach. I got a havin in the Rambam. Maybe the lova caves in, and then you lose the shear. Then you lose the shear in the sukkah. So he says, no, that doesn't happen. Nothing moves. But we're not being mitzaref the lova to the shear. The shear is in the wall. Is in the avid. The shear is in the sukkah. The sukkah is be'emes master masik goyishu b'shulchanu. That's not a shear in the schach. If there would be a shear of zayin tov and schach, then it could be that you would not be able to mitzaref the lova. Because then you need zayin tov and schach, and lova is not schach. There's never a shear. There was no shear of Zayin Tvachim in the Schach. There's a shear of Sukkah Zayin Tvachim in the inside of the Sukkah. The need is that since I don't have enough Schach to cover it, maybe it's like the gap closes up and I lose the Rishus in the Sukkah. So that doesn't happen. And that's over here. The shear of Zayin Tvachim is in the Rishus, and I have Zayin Tvachim in the Rishus. Again, not all the way down, but somehow that doesn't bother me. I have Zayin Tvachim across, so I have a Rishus. The Havarina was, but maybe the wolf comes in. So he says, no, the wolf doesn't come in, so you still have the Zayin Tochem. But it's not a case of using the Lovet as part of the Shir. Now, Sheikhan over here, we're talking about the Doifen as a Shir of Zayin Tochem. Because that's the Ran and Mechadish that in the Shtayin Kilchosim, the Tfaris have a Shir of Zayin Tochem. That already came as Lovet. That's what's happened. She's not part of the problem. There's a problem. There's a problem. What's the problem?
Lavat is coming here to be started to think about it.
No, the Lavat is over here. That's
not on the other side.
What about the Doifen? We see two Tfanis, the cross section. But there's a Doifen across, we also need that. The Doifen that goes across, how big is that Doifen? That Doifen, well, it's 7 Tvachim up here, but it's 6 Tvachim down below. It's not a Doifen of Zayin Tvachim. I mean, it's not a Doifen of Zayin Tvachim, Bashir, the Doifen of Chitza. So why didn't the Ran say it's no good? How could it be a Shukla? The Rav should have said it's no good because we have the Doifen HaShlish.
Was that the whole starting point?
No, what I'm saying up to now is that the design focus is in the Rishu of Rishu's Chalik, it's in the interior of the Sukkah. So here I have Zayin Tvachim across, and somehow I don't care about the bottom, I care about only the top. So let's say about the Doifen also. I only care about the Zayin Tvachim up here. Well, I don't understand it so much there either, but how the Doifen has to have a sheer Zayin Tvachim in the whole Goyim of a Mechitza.
My pen's only been in there 3 or 4 days.
What?
I'm
we give Shirin Dira Shrikh with 7 by 10 of both.
Yeah, but Chayin Agamar is Miskadish. That, in Agamar and Lechayr is Miskadish. That's the whole rap. That for the Shtayin Kilchasa, you need a Chevzah of a Daifan of Zayin Tvach.
Not by 10. That's only Shirin Dira Shrikh.
I don't know, is that true? You only need a daifin should be Zion fucking wide. Let's say Simon's I had a daifin, it's 5'7 fucking wide, but not all the way, it tapers. So it's no good. It has to be 7 fucking wide. But the sheer daifin is 9 fucking high, it has to be 7 fucking wide the whole, till the height of 10 fucking wood. It's only 7 fucking wide at some points, but other points the daifin is less than 10 fucking, 7 fucking wide, and the ferret lacks in the. In the shear of daifin. So that would be, let's just say a special case with a chak. The chak went all the way up to the wall. How did the sasa chak all the way around? So that all of the tfanois it's a kasha on the run all by itself. The kasha on the run, nothing to do with what I'm saying. What does he have to come out to the Yerushrucha? All the tfanos are partly the svasa chak. Presumably, if the chak was in the middle of the floor, with the ledge on all four sides, which doesn't have to be the case, but that's the yashas. But the case is you dug a hole in the middle of the house, and on all four sides, there's a ledge. So that means all four of the walls are partly, they have to be 10 fucking tall, they're not 10 fucking tall, but part of their height is made up of the chak. And the chak is only 6 fucking wide. So the chayra, how do I have a sheer daifin? Never mind, this is Rosh Hashanah Shul Chayra. I don't have a sheer daifin because my tfanos are only 6 fucking wide up to a certain height. Then they get bigger, but up to a certain height they're. LMI will take the original understanding somehow. Lovod becomes part of the shear. That's the whole thing I want to avoid.
It's on all four sides, you just said.
Not all four sides. I know. Pashto the Gemara is still on all four sides.
So
yeah, the Sfasa Kak would only be on two sides. No, Moshul, if it's like a furrow, it runs. If we'll say, we'll just posit that the Sfasa Kak. It looks, let's say, if we're looking at it from a bird's eye view. From a bird's eye view, and this is the house. The pashtus is the chakak looks like this. So let's imagine that that's not the case, that the chakak looks like this. So then.
But you have four walls, so you can use a little bit. Once you have four walls, we're allowed to use.
Yeah, but the wall has to be 7 fucking wide. For a whole height of 10 fucking look like. These walls are not 7 fucking. I mean, they're 7 fucking wide. They're not 7 fucking. Let's go back to the regular case. Yeah, you have a. This is a weird case. The posture case is you have a. This is the bar. So now, what am I. Well, this is my daifin. But this daifin is not 10 fucking tall. I need to add the height, I have to add the svasa chak, and that's the lovod over here that allows me to insert the height of the chak, which is, let's say, 5 fokum, and the height of the rest of the wall, which is another 5 fokum. That's my height. Now, how wide is my wall? Well, the chak is only as wide as the chak. So, that's all good, because my doifa needs to be 7 fokum wide. And that's the Shita Saran saying is that the 7 Tvachim can't be Betzir of Lovod. You can't be Mitzar of Lovod for the Shir of Zion of the Doif. Saying, oh, Hesper. Well, that's what the Chara, that's the Rana design of base. Chazan Isha's deal. You can't use Lovod. In a way, this problem that I'm raising now, it's not a problem on me. It's a problem that emerges from the Rana itself. The Rana design of base seems to clearly hold, Chaimish did, that you cannot use lavud for the zayin bakum of the dajun. The tfanis need to be zayin bakum without lavud. I'm saying a hezber. The lavud is not the star for the shir. Maybe there's another hezber. You need tfanis mamish. Whatever the hezber is. But the zayin bakum, you can't use lavud. That's why pasdalet is no good for the shayim derech, for the shayim kilchosim, for the shayim kimingah. You only use, that's the shita saran. You don't only use pasdalet for the doifen and soy. But for the Shtayim Kil Chosim Kin Mingam, the Rav says you can't use a Pas Dalet, because you can't use Lovud for the Shtayim Kil Chosim. So in this case, if the Rav says Sfas Agad, the Rav wanted to say, well, the Chak could be only six Tvachim. Then he says, no, Dira Shukha, but without Dira Shukha, he thinks you can get away with the Chak being only six Tvachim, because you're going to be, why? Because you're going to use Lovud. So I asked the Prakashan, my Shtikul Torah, how could you Mitzarab Lovud to the Shir? Maybe we can deal with that. But even if you could be Mitzarab Lovud to the Shir, but the Rav design holds, you can't use Lovud for the Shir Zayin Tvachim of a Dovin. And over here, these defanos are not seven tefachim wide, at least not their whole height. I mean, the upper half of the tefachim is seven tefachim wide, but that's the outside wall. But the lower half of the tefachim, which is the sfas achat, is only six tefachim wide. So lechora, that means halachically, these defanos are not zayin tefachim wide, at least not for the whole shiur, the whole height of the mechitza, which I would imagine it has to be. So how could Eve, so what does the Ran need? So what does the Ran do? So why does that come out to be a shukha? Because otherwise, Abu would become part of the Shia. Fine. Because otherwise, a Lovud would be part of the Shia. Even if Lovud is part of the Shia, but it can't be used, you can't use it for the Zion Tvachim, which Zion Phil Chasim. But I bring the idea like a source of Abu. It's not only Kashan Maish Tikal Pair, it's a Kashan Ramad Island.
If
Rebbe's
finished about
the Machitah
Shokhan, the all four sides, you don't need the Shia of the Sukkah in the act of the finals. If it comes started on all four sides, the Rebbe used that here too.
If what?
Rebbe said the Chiddush in the case of the Bereis and Dav Zayin.
Of all four sides.
All four sides.
Also here it's all four sides. They have more than a run. All four sides, you don't need a Shir Zayin Tvachim. Then you could lose love with it. Oh. Here, maybe that's the Eitzel. You only need a Shir Zayin Tvachim when it's not from all four sides. That's the mode of Ramos Chiddush. When you have a Mechitza from all four sides, you don't need a Shir. You still need the Sukkah itself should be Masa Goyish Ruvah B'Shulchana. Yeah, fine, that's the Razni. For that he thinks that the walls don't come in and it's Masa Goyish Ruvah B'Shulchana, even though by his feet it's only six Tvachim, but later it gets wider, so somehow that's called, you know, I don't understand why he takes that for granted, that's called the Avayish Ruvah B'Shulchana. Okay? Right, look at the rough. Because again, this problem is for the mentally not a problem on me, it's a problem that's one way or another, it says in the right design in the base, like the Chazanish points out, that you cannot use pasdalet for Shtayim Vilchas. Or it means you can't use lovud for Shtayim Vilchas. So what the right over here want with this case that you should have a chak that's only six tefachim, it's come out to know, dir shucha. Otherwise, lovud will be kimishiyeshnoi. Right, lovud is kimishiyeshnoi very nice, but you can't use lovud for Shtayim Vilchas. Can't use lovud for the shear tefanis. So over here, your tefanis are not seven tefachim wide. You know, inside the chak. Kochach, since it's from all four sides, it's better. When it's all four sides, you don't need a shear in the tefanis. Okay, interesting thing. Fine, so we took care of that problem, so then the Chazan will, so we could deal with this right. So you can't use Lovud to Mustaf this year. That's still valid. That's what was net, the needin of the Ran, because that's what I'm saying, the needin of the Ran over there, but Chak is not, can you use Lovud to Mustaf this year? I don't know. The needin was, does Lovud cave in? Like they were showing talk by Dekhan Akumba, does the wall move? That was the needin over here. When you have Lovud, does the wall move? No, I'm being right, the wall doesn't move. You see, by Abir, the wall doesn't move, but here also the wall doesn't move. The wall doesn't move, so you have Reishu Ruvah Shulchanik. So you have Zayin Tvachim of space, somehow. Not by your feet, but maybe it does, somehow it doesn't matter. I don't know, but it's a dear soul. Okay. Fine. Okay, I think we'll stop here. So tomorrow I want to do, we have to do Rava. We have to do rubber. And then I want to talk about the machlokes of the Rambam about Tirsa Pesach by Tirsa Shikamavi.